And now it's time to hear what it says in today's papers. Here's Ronan Kelly.
The original siege of Troy took 10 years. This current one ended after 10 days. 10 difficult days, according to the Irish Examiner, referring, of course, to the resignation of Robert Troy. The Mirror, the Star and the Sun all have the same headline, Fall of Troy. The Irish Independent headline indicates less of a fall and more of a flounce. Defiant Troy makes no apologies as he resigns. The paper describes Robert Troy's resignation statement as extraordinary, as he blamed the opposition and the media. According to Robert Troy, quoted in the Irish Daily Mirror, the Trojan horse that ended this particular siege was full of journalists. In the Mirror, he's quoted as saying that while he understands that politicians have to be held to high standards, he's asking journalists how ethical their work has been. And some of that journalistic work continues, with papers like the Irish Daily Mail reporting that Robert Troy asked two successive housing ministers for help in supporting landlords to evict tenants, while the Irish Times reports that tenants of Robert Troy wrote to him about dangerous conditions at his property. The Irish Times quotes one Fianna Fáiler who refers ruefully to Robert Troy as this year's Zappone. In other front page stories, the Irish Examiner says that Minister Eamon Ryan has been called before an emergency Oireachtas committee to explain how the government are going to keep the lights on this winter, given the looming energy crisis. Inside the Irish Independent, there's a report that Eamon Ryan deleted a tweet announcing a windfall tax on energy companies. The paper says a Green Party spokesman says that what Eamon Ryan meant to say was that he would examine a windfall tax. The Irish Times front page says that Ireland could be fully reliant on UK gas within 4 years. Below that is the report of a UCD study which has found that junior infants are overprepared for school with academic skills like numeracy and literacy. The Irish Independent quotes the report saying that teachers would prefer children to come into school instead knowing how to put on their coat and put away their lunchbox. The Herald front page has the story that a baby was left on the side of a road in Dublin after a thief stole a car, not realising the child was in it. He stopped the car, put the baby out, and then drove off again. The Irish Examiner front page marks Ukraine Independence Day with an interview with a 13-year-old Ukrainian teenager who was forced to leave student accommodation in Cork and is now living in a sports hall in Clonmel. Most of the papers report a University of Limerick study paid for by the Department of Justice, which indicates that some Gardaí exploit sex workers for sexual services. The Irish Times quotes the report authors as saying that criminalising the purchase of sex exposes sex workers to greater danger. And back to politicians under pressure, and several papers are covering the apology by the Finnish Prime Minister Sanna Marin after images of topless influencers at a party in her official residence were leaked. The Irish Independent says she fought back tears as she defended her right to a private life. Several papers have opinion columns discussing the controversy, with some asking is it to do with the fact that instead of wearing suits and ties, the Finnish Prime Minister likes to wear denim shorts and leather jackets. Richard Hogan, writing in the Irish Examiner, says the criticism of her is as much to do with class as gender, while Finn McRedmond, writing in the Irish Times, says that politicians trying to be relatable don't realise that while they want us to like them, we don't want them to be like us.